Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're about to talk about something that might get me in a little bit of trouble. We're going to talk about something that needs to be addressed and handled with care. We're going to talk about something that we all heard about, and that's called the Me Too movement. And we're going to talk about something that should be talked about. It's called the Men Too movement that I just started and I got from Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne the God off of Brilliant Idiots. But the point is still valid. Ah. Welcome to the show. Okay. So now let's talk about this, Stoner, shall we? Okay. The Me Too movement, from my knowledge, from what I gather, from what I see, started with Harvey Weinstein and his bullshit. Well, all right. So Harvey Weinstein, for those who don't know, is a very big Hollywood mogul. He's helped start the careers of a lot of people. Angelina Jolie, Matt Damon. I'm not saying he started them. He helped start them in movies like, you know, Tomb Raider, and movies like, you know, you've seen the Weinstein Company logo pop up on damn near every movie you watch. So he was very big. And his thing was, he would literally force women to have sex with him, oral sex with him, you know, forcefully, you know, do this or, hey, you won't get another movie to save your life. And as big as he was, that is a promise that he could make. That is a promise that Harvey Weinstein could make and keep. I promise you. So he would use his power. Some actresses, and I don't know about actors, they never said any men, but some actresses came forward, and you know, that's when the Me Too movement, because there was like, hey, I was hurt by Harvey Weinstein. What? I was hurt by Harvey Weinstein. Well, girl, let's make a club. Me Too. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm... pop my coke right fast. I don't want y'all to think that I have anything against the Me Too movement. Because when I heard about the Harvey Weinstein case, I was like, finally, you know? Because shout out Shane Dawson, he's been talking about Hollywood and pedophiles in Hollywood and how they're just so wrong for so long. And they're finally doing something about it. Great job. But with great power comes great responsibility, Spider-Man. All I'm saying, hold on, you know, I'm ranting and raving, stoners. I didn't even like that thing yet. Goku hair kush. Anyways, I actually made that up myself. I don't really know. It just it has lots of gold and red hairs in it, so I call it Goku kush, whatever. Anyway, stoners, back to what I was saying. Okay, Harvey Weinstein. So he actually forced women to do things that they did not want to do. And with great power comes great responsibility. Now, the Me Too movement to me seems like it's a witch hunt. It seems as if anybody who has done anything... I apologize about that, stoners. Anybody about anything in their past, they literally get them for it. And I'm like, what? They have went back. We're gonna talk about, let's talk about Bill Cosby for a second. Okay, they went back 35 years ago, stoners. They went back 35 years ago to come and get this man. Now, what he did, was it wrong? In some sense, I'm going to give my honest opinion here, stoners, because I actually looked at the facts of the case. I read the affidavits. I was really into this because it's Bill Cosby, Jesus Christ. So, all of the women... all of them says basically the exact same thing. We go up to his room, We start partying. He gives me a quaalude, and the next thing you know, I wake up with him on top of me. Now, I know in today's terms, a lot of people can't understand that. Well, she came to his room just to have a good time. Then she didn't, maybe she didn't want to have sex with him. Maybe it wasn't that type of party, and that's what he thought. You have to consider what the woman is thinking. Oh, please believe me. I have a daughter, a mother that I love so much, and two beautiful sisters. I emphatically have to listen to what the women are saying. Not have to, but want to. Okay? Let's get that clear. And I'm just listening to him, and it sounds like regular new money famous nigga shit to me, stoners. Let me explain. We go up to his room. Pause right there. He mentions in many of his classic stand-ups that he's married. My wife Camille and our five kids. Doll. So you know you're going up to the room, the hotel room of a known married man. Let's move forward. We're partying, and he gives me a quaalude. He don't slip. See, that was the misconception of this whole case. Yes, he knew how to put Spanish Fly inside of, but willingly. Some girls wanted the quaalude right there. Here you go. And some girls wanted it but did not want to take it in pill form. So he put it on the thing. Here's the thing. This was the 60s and 70s, stoners. So the part you go up there and party, they're doing coke. What? Now, when you get too high off coke, if you don't know about the drug world, stoners, if you get too high on coke, you have to level out. So they give you a quaalude. Huh? Anybody in here who has seen Wolf of Wall Street understands what I'm talking about. When you get too high off coke, you take a quaalude, maybe smoke some weed to level yourself out. Right? Now, I mentioned him being a married man and them going up to the room of a well-known married man. Let me ask all of you smart stoners out there, because I know I got some dumb stoners that listen to me right now and thinking that I'm just being ignorant, but I'm really not. I'm just speaking. And we're going to go a lot further and deeper into this conversation. If you're a married man, I'm sorry. Let me back up a little bit because I'm getting a little excited. Okay. I'm talking to my female stoners. Okay, please understand this. If you're a woman going to the hotel room of a married man, what do you expect to happen? Anything you about to tell me about, well, she may have been going to talk about this or to do any other thing other than sex, you can meet me anywhere in the world, Craig, at any time. I don't have to come to your hotel room alone, dressed and ready to go for a party. They knew what they were there for. Okay. Maybe I'm coming off a little ignorant. Let's think about this. 35-year wait. Now I understand. It's the Me Too movement, right? They found the courage, and when other women pulled up, you know, I think I can do this too. So you pull up. I get it, stoners. But 35 years? 35 years. Unless it's murder, kidnapping, things of that nature, and maybe I just don't understand the rape culture like that, but 35 years over something that kind of sounds to me, okay, I'll put it in today's terms. I was supposed to do that. I'm sorry. Imagine you're an up-and-coming artist, rapper. Let's just say rappers for sake of argument. You're an up-and-coming rapper, right? Okay, stoners. You have a party. You meet a girl. That girl comes back to your hotel room, and you know, y'all smoking, drinking, having a little of that tip-tip, smoking on that Goku's hair like I'm doing right now. Yeah, man, yeah. She feeling you feeling her. Y'all both tipped out. You know, y'all high, y'all drunk, y'all feeling yourself, your dick rocking, or your pussy's dripping. Huh? Bow, y'all get it in. Right? 35 years later, she pops back up and says that she was raped because she was under the influence. Don't get me wrong, so were you. But in today's law, that's rape. If a girl is drunk and you have sex with her, that's rape. Without consent. And you can't get consent from an inebriated person. Because they're not in their right state of mind. That is what's going on with the Bill Cosby case. That is why he got 3 to 10 years. Stoners, come on. Am I the only one that sees something wrong with that? Come on. All I'm saying is, come on. Other than that, really all I have to say is, come on. I cannot. Excuse me. I cannot. And I repeat, cannot be the only one to see something wrong with that. If I have a beautiful woman up here while I'm an upcoming podcaster, right? Stoner Talk on the podcast. And we smoke, drink, and have a little fun. Then 35 years later on my late night talk show, she's talking about I raped her. I'm going to feel played. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, what? Like, DMX, I gave you what you gave me, boo. A nut. What these bitches want from a nigga. Okay, I'm going to stop playing. But seriously, though, this is ridiculous. With great power comes great responsibility. Let's move forward. Aziz Ansari. Well, ain't that a bitch? Y'all tried to... I'm sorry. I do not make this. I do not want to make this a y'all versus us. This is not a y'all versus us. We're all one. And we're trying to live as such. So I apologize for saying y'all. Please accept my apologies, stoners. Back to the show. Now, what I was saying is this. Aziz Ansari was one of your own. He was actually wearing the pin, one of the first, if not the first, wearing the pin, stoners. All right, doing his thing for women, huh? And over a bad date, he had the Me Too movement at his hat. One of your own, you had a man, a successful brown-skinned man, a minority, the most successful, not the most successful, but one of the most successful comedians out right now. He's selling out stadiums and he's advertising and helping y'all out. I keep saying y'all, but I'm saying it because I'm not a part of the Me Too movement, and but I don't want to make this a versus thing. I'm just giving my opinion. So please accept my apology if I use that. I don't want to keep stopping, okay? Anyway, stoners, that whole Aziz Ansari situation was about ego. Excuse me, that's tough. That's tough. Okay? It was about ego. This girl who came to an event with a date already. You already have a man. You're there with a man seeking for another man. You see a man that has a camera like yours, a photography camera like yours, and that's your icebreaker. That's your way of knowing that's got to be my husband forever. He takes you back home, offers you wine. You know what I'm saying? Asks you, hey, you about doing the do? You say no. He says, okay. Y'all go to the couch to watch some Seinfeld. He's a regular dude. You're in his house. We've been drinking, connecting all day. You don't want to have sex. I understand. So he gives you that. About giving me a little bit of that. Let me know what that mouth do, though. And she did. He didn't force. He literally called her name, pointed to his dick. And she walked over there and started sucking it. He accepted that. He came off, ate her out. She came off. Then she runs to the bathroom, splashing water on her face, saying that she just didn't want to do this. So, and that was just a bad date. He was a rookie. He didn't know how to finesse the pussy out of her. He was a rookie, you know? What he was doing was being the most respectful. You don't want to have sex, that's fine. He didn't put pressure about it. He didn't say anything about that. Let's go to the couch. Okay, plan B. If I can't get no sex, can I at least have some head? Then plan C would have been like, let's finish this episode of Seinfeld and you can leave. That's a bad date. That's all that is. But the Me Too movement came after that, man. And luckily, he had more allies than enemies in this situation. And it literally basically got called out for what it was for. Okay. And like I said, this all stems from Harvey Weinstein, but not everybody is Harvey Weinstein. Huh? Stoners? Not everything is Harvey Weinstein. You know? And here's another thing I would like to say about this Me Too movement. Anybody, y'all need to stop going back so many years. I think this... I want to choose my word. Like I said in all of my other podcast owners, you know how I get down and how I get down. I don't have no script up here. I have an idea, or I hear something, or I'm talking about something with my friends and family, and I just come to y'all with my opinions. Okay? Ain't no script over here, baby. Mm-mm. That's why I don't got segments. That's why everything is in one take. You know, y'all just heard the vibration. You know, I have mics and everything here, but you know, I'm still going basically through the phone. So that's why y'all heard the vibration. I was getting a text message at the time. So, like I said, this is all raw and uncut. So anyways, back to what I was saying. Not everyone is Harvey Weinstein, and they treated one of their own as such over a bad date. And as the case, and here's the kill part. When she explained it, it was clear to see that she was an egomaniac that found somebody that was successful and she wanted to basically get in. But then she realized he was just like every other regular nigga, regular guy that see a beautiful woman, he gets her to the crib and he's trying to have sex. She don't know after sex what could have happened. Because check this out. After all the debacle and all the bullshit, he still hit her up the next day. Hey, how you doing? That's how he figured out that he actually did anything wrong. Because then she told him just then, like the next day, like, I feel weird about it. He was so remorseful. This is all public information. Not everybody's Harvey Weinstein. That's why I said we need to stop going back, because I'm only 33 right now. If you go back, by the time I make it to wherever I'm trying to make it to, go back 35. If you go back 10 years from now, there'll be things I'll be so ashamed of. Things that I should be in jail for, actually. You know? But I'm a changed person. I am not that guy anymore. People really need to give people the opportunity to change. It is not fair that young XXXTentacion was right in the midst of his transformation, and because of jealousy, envy, and lack of drive, he gets killed. It's messed up that a man like Bill Cosby probably was a sex hound back in the 60s and 70s. Right? But then come the 80s and 90s and today's, he's like, what was I doing? What was I thinking? I am tripping. Let me move forward. When you go, if you use the narrative of going back 20, 30, 40, it really doesn't matter how many years ago, as long as you can connect that person knew that person, you can drag up anything. You know, now you have somebody like Kavanaugh, you know, and he's getting off because of cases like Aziz Ansari, because of cases like Bill Cosby. People who need to be in the boat with Harvey Weinstein is getting off or getting lighter sentences or not even talked about because of the Aziz Ansari and because of the slight doubt that people gave us with the Bill Cosby case. Now, when people like Kavanaugh do things or have done things that really should be talked about, at the very least, we can't even really talk about it, and he still gets the job that he went for because, hey, look at the Aziz Ansari. And that's when you get, please use this power of microphone that the Me Too movement has and just be responsible with it, because y'all have a microphone now. But the more and more y'all just do things because y'all have, just because you have the power, right? They're going to just turn your volume down. Things got to be clear and cut right down the middle when it comes to this, because you can't knock down great men because of things they did 30 years ago. People change. Once again, I apologize about that story. People change. You want me to accept a transgender who change from either a woman to a man or a man to a woman because that's how they are and they're not who they used to be. But you can't accept that I'm not the man I used to be 30 years ago. That's crazy. We're crazy. Okay, stoners. Once again, I appreciate the Me Too movement. I'm glad they're actually having fire lit under the pedophiles and crazy people asses messing with these beautiful queens we have on this earth. But I also don't want to see our upstanding kings get knocked down because of who they used to be. It's hard enough trying to change the person you used to be. It's even harder when you get knocked, kicked down, and convicted for that same person. You're not even that person anymore. We have KKK members who are now preachers and doing right by the ghetto. It happens. But we also have conscious brothers who say, man, fuck this, got a good job, got a good white woman, and just turn. It happens. In other words, everything changes. Nothing lasts. Even love is conditional. Even love changes. You have to respect and accept change when it happens. It's not fair that we want some people to stay the same and believe in and do the things that they used to do and not evolve, but then in the same breath say you need to be better. Fly, my queens. First, love yourself. Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuPaBC. Also, I've now started a Twitch channel. Okay? You can follow me on that where I do a lot of gaming. I don't do any talk show things or any podcasting on there. You just could watch me play video games and do my thing. Fortnite, Call of Duty 2K, things of that nature. That's twitch.tv/MrSupaDuperBC. MrSupaDuPaBC. Alright? And as usual, stoners. Stoners unite!